Shalom to all, and today we're going to be learning the very last Mishnah Maseches Avodah Zarah and the very first Mishnah Maseches Avos. And today's Mishnah is being learned because Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher to find your Ziva Gahagon, Bikar of Mamesh. As Mishnah is really a continuation of the previous, what do we do with a Kli that was used by a non-Jew? So, somebody who buys usable Kalim from a non-Jew, he wants to put food into it, what's he supposed to do? So, Eshadakila Hatbil, Yatbil, something that's usually used by way of Tevila, so all he has to do is be Tavil in a Mikvah. For example, something that's only used with cold, so all he has to do is put it into a regular Mikvah, and that's the way to kasher it. Lahagil, yagil, but something that's usually used by way of hagala, meaning it has boiling liquids in it, such as a pot that he's cooking soup in, perhaps, so that's put on the fire. The way to kasher it is by being magalit, doing hagala, putting it in boiling water, which is on the fire, like we see Erev Pesach often. And lalabin ba'ur, yalabin ba'ur, something that's usually used in fire, so he has to make that white hot in fire, as Mishnah now gives a few examples. Hashpud va'askala, a spit or a grate, malabnon ba'ur, they have to be turned white hot by fire until sparks fly out of them. That's the only way to kasher them. And lastly, hasakin, a knife from a non-Jew, shafa v'itayra, all we have to do is stick it into hard ground 10 times, and that's the way to mitar it, that's the way to kasher it. With this, we finish Maseches Avodah Zarah. Mazel Tov finishing this Masechet together, and just like we finish this together, we should finish all of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah together. And now we're going right on to Maseches Avos. So really, this is a Musar Sefer, and the Rambam in his Perush Mishnayos gives two explanations why it's even here. Number one is that we just had learned a long list of Masechtas, Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, Sanhedrin, Makkah, and more. And all of them went into quite great detail regarding multiple Isurim and Lavim, placing significant focus on how a Dayan has to paskin and what punishment is to be meted out. And one might say, who does this rabbi think he is? Why does he think he could tell me what to do? And who says he's even right? That's what Maseches Avos comes along to address. It begins with a history lesson that Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah from Hashem, gave it to Yeshua, Yeshua gave it to the Zekanim, and it lists the entire Shtalshalos, the whole Mesorah from Rebbe to Talmud. And this is to emphasize that the Dayanim are getting these dinim from their Rebbeim who got them from theirs straight from Har Sinai. That's number one. Now the second reason is because, as we said, Avos is a Musar Sefer. Now if a random Shmo doesn't act with proper Midas, he's just hurting himself. But if a Dayon doesn't act properly with Anava and Tznias and a whole bunch of other things, he wreaks havoc among the masses. His decisions that he makes, his Psak Halacha that he gives out, that affects many people. Therefore Avos is here, after all these Masechtas, specifically in a way to address Dayanim. That's what we see right at the beginning and even throughout the Masechta, messages, which at least on the surface are addressed to Dayanim, such as the first one, Heaven Misunim Bedin, be deliberate in judgment. Now, there are many Mefarshim on this Masechta and many different ways of understanding each statement. And even though, for the most part, with other Masechtas, we've been pretty faithful to the Pirush of the Rav, Rabbi Avanya Bar Tanura, here we might deviate a bit and explain according to other Mefarshim as well. That being said, let's see this first Mishnah, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Moshe Kibal Torah Misinai. Moshe received the Torah from Sinai. He got the Torah directly from Hashem. Umasar li Yeshua. He gave it over to Yeshua. V'Yeshua was Zakenim. Yeshua gave it over to the Zekanim, the elders, who were the long list of leaders of Am Yisrael, who came after Yeshua. Uzekanim leNeviim, the Zekanim gave it to Neviim, meaning the leaders of the nation after the Zekanim were called Neviim. And uNeviim, Misrul Anshe Knesset Hagdola, the Neviim gave over the Torah to the Anshe Knesset Hagdola, which is usually translated as the men of the great assembly. This was actually 120 greats that spanned across quite a few number of years. Included in them were Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi, the last three of the Neviim, and Nehemiah and others. And one of the reasons why we have this little history lesson in the beginning is because, as we had said, these Mishnayos aren't dinim or halachos based off of psukim or drashos. They're divrei musar and midos teaching us how to act. And therefore, the Masechta begins like this to emphasize that all the wisdom within came from Sinai and it wasn't made up along the way. Anytime you find nice sayings and proper ways to act from other nations of the world, that doesn't have a Masaira. Some guy made it up and someone else decided to share it. Over here, with Yiddishkeit, with all the things we find in Masechta's Avos, they're as solidly based as regular halacha that we have, because it all comes from Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. And so now that we have this, the mission continues. Him Amru Shlosha Dvarim. They, referring to the Anshe Knesset Hagdola, said three things. And these three things are absolutely necessary for the continuation, for the kiyum, for the upkeep of Torah. Number one, Heaven Misunim Bedin. Be deliberate in judgment. You're dying, you're poskening a case. Take it nice and slow. Even if it seems to be that you've had this case previously, be careful in how you judge. Pay attention to all the different sides and all the different suggestions and the back and forth in order to be able to posken properly. Number two is Va'amidu Talmidim Harbe. Have many Talmidim, that way they can spread Torah throughout the world. And this is not like Rabbi Gamliel, who we know from the Gemara, made sure that the only people that came into the Beis Medrash were those who were Toichai Kibaroi, that their insides were like their outsides, which is a very high level to hold to. Anshe Knesset Hagdola held different, that as long as a person is pretty okay, he's a good guy, and he doesn't have anything obviously bad about him, take him as a Talmud and teach him. And lastly, Vasu Siyag LaTorah, make a fence or a boundary for Torah. And this is the source of the very old, not really funny anymore joke, which goes, why did the guy build a the fence around the Torah in order to make a safer Torah. And all jokes aside, that's really what the Mishnah is telling us. Asu siyag l'Torah, make a fence for the Torah, which means in order to protect a person from being over yisui d'oraisa, we have to make gezeiros d'rabbanan. We have to put up blocks and walls and different things around the Torah itself in order to ensure that we don't overstep the boundaries and end up being over d'oraisa. It's with these three things, say the Anshei Kenas HaGdailah, that Torah is going to have a kiyum, a continuation, and last through all generations. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.